in the treatment room. The candles are still lit, soft and gold, their light on the walls. The fire in the wood stove has died down to a beautiful orange-red glow. You can hear the last of the wood breaking down, becoming something else because of the fire that burned through it. The room is thick with the energies and the energetic weaves of the healing, and that has just happened here in this room. Good, and this pool of energy, this vibrational pool, is available for you to tap into, to sink into right now. So just start to do that. Feel the energies of each one of us, and not only each one of us in the now that is a part of this group, but everyone, anyone who will ever hear this, is present. Yeah, now you felt that, didn't you? Yes, now you get a sense of how large and magnificent and complex this field is. Meaning this beautiful morphic field that we have created, that we hold, that we maintain in its integrity. For the collective, for the good of all beings. Going to use this opportunity, rich already with the templates of healing, of light quotient, elevation, amplification, saturation. Going to use this time so that your body and all of the complexity that goes with your body, all of the layers of holographic templates and go beyond just physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Your body in the fullness of its spectrum of expression can tune to the higher frequency bandwidths. The source light. Your body at the densest levels is source incarnate. In a state largely of forgetting. So do not effort just for now. Do not push against anything just for now. Whatever space junk is orbiting in your mind, let it be. I promise you the bandwidths of light and frequency and energy and love that we call forth, that unfurl from the core of us, it is larger than, it is more powerful than anything that could possibly be up for you right now on the human levels. Just let it be. Let the body tune to light, the purest love possible, the highest light possible, the purest love possible, the source codes that the body, the cell consciousness, can possibly absorb, receive, anchor, and radiate. You do not have to ascend in a great blazing ball of light right now. Soon, we're going to need you to do that soon. So, you know, just remember that, but not right now. Without efforting, allow the body to sink down, meaning settle in and soften in the beautiful, warm, soft container of its own suchness, the body's own suchness, the density of it, as it were. It is like a container. It is like a precious vessel. Let awareness sink into the body. Giving everything permission to just be as it is. And in sinking back, you realize that the field of light, frequency, and energy that is you, the unique light signature that is you, is actually quite deliciously large, isn't it? It's a wonderful, like a pool of liquid light. And the body really just sort of hovers in the middle, or perhaps you get the feeling of sinking back into it, as though lying in perfect, warm, tropical waters. Let the body remember your frequency, your vibrational set point, your unique light signature. This seems very obvious or remedial, but not so, and I don't even have to tell you this. We can walk out our door and immediately the body, as a receiver of information and frequency and energies, it is bombarded with a myriad of energetic patterns, organic and inorganic. And if we are maybe perhaps in a bit of a wobble on our own emotionally, or a little moment or two of self-doubt, okay, maybe more than a moment or two, let's be honest, a month, a year of self-doubt, throw in a little bit of a personal wobble, and we can suddenly be susceptible to the eddies and the spirals of these other pieces of information. Frequencies and momentums, patterns of density and distortion. And we begin to lose our alignment in, our anchoring in our own pattern in the field. It is very important now that we really fully embody recommit to claim the sovereign ownership of this body and all of the biofields that are part of it. Discernment. Even as we are being invited to get really good at finding ourself and our own vibrational signature in the soup of the collective and Earth in general, meaning the hijacked Earth, not true organic nature and the true organic Earth grids, that is a different thing. But we very often are navigating primarily the hijacked Earth. And even if you are hardcore in your alignment, that you are treading the ascension path, the path of fifth dimensional unfoldment into fifth dimensional anchorings, the path of purity and clarity and highest alignment and honesty and integrity, Even when on that path, we still have to navigate to some extent through the hijacked third dimensional realms. Get good at finding yourself, feeling your own energy, and sinking in, and then lock in. That is going to help in the presence of some of these distorted pieces of information. And by pieces of information, you know, I mean, it could be maybe an information bundle, could be a person, could be an actual piece of information that you hear or read or see, could be a substance that you're putting in your body. Be it kale or alcohol, they are pieces of information, energetic signatures that are going to code, repattern, crystallize, and amplify organic codes and structures already in your body, or, as you know, they're going to degrade, diminish, and defile the body. As we navigate through these pieces of information, if you have that locked in alignment with self and the ability to feel self, so this isn't a mental, like a visual, let's just say. Visualization can help us, but what we need ultimately is the feeling state. Then you become a rather coherent pattern, an alchemical flame, that is then what steps out your front door, as it were, to go out into the hijacked realms. You will be much better at then discerning truth from falsehood in this energetic soup that we've got to navigate. This is very important. Because getting destabilized by a piece of information that is actually falsehood, but we can't see it or feel it or sense it. Our discernment filters are not refined enough, let's say. That can perhaps at best throw us into a little bit of a wobble, and at worst throw us, I almost said throw us off course for months at a time. I don't know if you can actually really, really get off course at this point if you're listening to things such as this. But it can surely make incoherent your light transmission. Absolutely. You will come back into coherence. Your fields, your light bodies, and your holographic templates and everything, they will come back into crystalline patterns of perfection. Because that's what you are. And that's what you came to do. But we can get thrown off that, can't we? We can go into a bit of a tumble, a bit of a spin, a bit of a loop. Be honest with yourself. Tell the truth. One thing very specifically is coming up right now, and that is this. If we say that we are on or desirous of being on, let us say, the fifth dimensional timeline, the ascension path, calling in light codes and activations and DNA activations and crystalline light body activations and on and on. But if you are doing something that you know resonates with the defiled matrix, what to say? Stop it. Because it is simply not going to work. It's physics. That energy bundle that you are playing in that does not resonate with the frequency bandwidths that you say you are wanting to embody, then that is purely self-sabotage. Now, we're sort of putting the screws in a little, turning up the heat a little under the old kilt. I think probably most everyone still has at least a few places, little cubbyholes where we can, if we have to be honest with ourselves, we would say, yeah, okay, I get it. There's my spot. So this is not about not having any or having an alignment that is 100% pure. Perhaps 100% pure isn't even necessary. Perhaps that was a bit of an old spiritual paradigm story. So I'm talking right now about the thing, or things, or patterns that you know are not a vibrational match. Again, this is physics. If we're saying that, here's my mission. This is why I came to this planet from the realms of light. And yet doing this over here, which is not, and even from take away judgment, purely physics. You are introducing, or you are making a part of your vibrational and physical makeup, a whole frequency bandwidth that is absolutely not in alignment with fifth dimensional frequencies. Again, there's no judgment. It just, you're not going to be able to do what you say that you're trying to do. You're just not. That creates frustration and self-recrimination and self-doubt and on and on and on. I don't have to tell you that. We all have experienced that. You've got to be a vibrational match. To what we are saying that we want to call forth or be in resonance with or merge with. We want to shift the coordinates in the quantum field entirely and let that be our anchor point. So take the time. It can be a short amount of time. As you're falling asleep, that's a good one, especially if you're very busy. If nothing else, just as you're falling asleep, you are going to be still and quiet. Feel your own light, your own true nature. Your own light signature. Sink into that. Let the body fill with that. Tune to that. You are Source incarnate. You are love incarnate. Let your body fill with that. Let your body feel that and sink into that. Second thing. Purify and clarify your discernment filters. We need them. Third. Tell the truth to yourself. About where you are bringing in energy bundles that are actually representative of anchoring, potentially even radiating or broadcasting a frequency bandwidth that does not match the higher realms that you came to anchor. And just start stopping. Just start. Stopping. You vibrated yourself into harmony with this group of masters of light, and we are all supporting one another. And as we've said so many times, we then, this group, is yet a little single nodal point on a much larger grid of light. Light workers. Masters of light incarnate, you have vibrated yourself into harmony with this. attune to that in the source light that flows through us. Let the body fill with that. Let the body remember that. Tune to it so that it will desire that. That is the quote-unquote easy way to do this. Spend more time receiving, anchoring, filling with the pure source light that you are, the love of nature. Your body and the full energetic spectrum that goes with that body, it will begin to crave that. I promise you.